I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Y'all ready? And five, four, three, two, what up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'll give us that cheese.
That chick ain't cheese.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. All 2024. Dub is home.
Yes, sir.
After 2.5 years.
Yes, sir.
Young Slime Life, YSL Steel did his job. Thug took a plea deal of like 15 years probation, 25 more years if he messes up. 40 years total. But right now, Thug Ho. Right now. Rest in peace, Rich Homie Quan. Angel, not to this.
Yeah.
Thug Ho. Thug Ho. Jeffrey Williams et al. Beat the Rico. Beat the Rico.
Beat the Rico.
Said I want to work with Gunna in court. I need to be able to work with Gunna. Thug and Gunna got a new album on the way. I hope they went to the studio last night.
It's going to drop on Friday of this week.
Oh, today. Yeah. Thug and Gunna finna go crazy. And they talk crazy about Gunna. And what did Thug say? I want to work with Gunna in the court.
In the court.
In the court. I want to work with Gunna. I want to work with Gunna. First of all, that announcement sounded like the intro to the first track.
Absolutely.
Of Thug X Gunna. Beat the Rico. New album out. Beat the Rico.
Beat the Rico.
Why does everybody sound like somebody's stepping on their toe? Why does it sound hurt?
Niggas couldn't see me if they had a genie.
Oh yeah, Christabel. All Christabel, all I got is 90 runs.
Niggas couldn't see me if they had a genie.
So 90 runs. What is it? What?
Rico's not in the house.
You sound like Tasha.
Yes.
From Bone.
That's what I'm doing.
And Tasha. Alright, shout out to I'm not a lawyer, but who 155 days.
Listen,
I think
she was in the wilderness 40 days, 40 nights, man. But 140 days, 40 nights.
Riri said Thug, Kirk Franklin, Kiara Shearer coming soon. He might want to switch up people outside of Gunna. He might want to go see Lecrae,
Kirk, Mav City,
Smokey Robinson.
Okay, oh, come on.
Smokey Robinson got a song for Thug. Remix this, Thug.
Come on.
Thug say no more. No more YSL. Hit him with this. Rap over there.
If you gonna rap, them shoulders better be going. Them shoulders better be going.
You know that. Young Thug can rap to this beat.
What is the epiglottis doing that they can't hold it together?
You know that.
Yeah.
Beat
it. Was a no-no. Said my Rico.
I want.
Oh, was a no-no.
I want Young Thug to be like this in the video. Harmony with yourself. No YSL, no slime.
No slime.
Dry.
Hold the slime.
Don't do this. When all the receivers doing this on the first down,
yeah, no.
Don't do that. Blow your nose more. No. You win the first down, go.
No Nickelodeon slime. No. Oh, yeah. But this make your shoulders.
That's a
this gets your traps real big.
Thug, right here. This is you. Just right here. You in the pocket.
And
hold
Doug
on, Smokey.
Thug has a, in my lifestyle. That's him?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Almost went to jail because of my lifestyle.
Remix that.
Yes.
All right, Thug. This is what we need you. This is you. If I'm your manager... Truly humbled under God.
That's the album.
You called Chandler Moore. You called Naomi Rain. He got me out of there by Paul in silence.
They gonna just put a bunch of autotune on his voice to make it sound like Holy Ghost.
I want to live my lifestyle for you now, God.
I have swag for you, Lord.
Swag God. For you, young, saved life.
When I saw my life, God.
Someone
on
who
the
admires,
mountaintop.
I am someone who admires God, Lord.
Truly humbled under God. Chandler will do it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Chandler's writing music right now.
Get Chandler. Put Young Thug in the middle of the circle.
Connect Chandler and Young Thug.
Gunna, Thugga, Maverick. Y'all selling out football stadiums. Everybody come together under the banner of the Holy Ghost.
People just pop.
I'm full of that fire for the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Get Dorothy, Peter Kame.
Oh, no, she'll be
Dorothy
up in
May
there.
Dorothy May remix.
Oh, she'll be up in there. Who did it? Who did it? All right.
Somebody said Young Save Life.
Young Save Life, baby.
Yo.
Matter of fact, this is what you do. Not even get these blacks out of here.
Oh, Lord.
Get these blacks out of here.
Don't do it.
No. This is what you do.
Don't do that slow song, Kevin.
Thugga.
Oceans.
Hillsong. Where feet may fail, justice may prevail.
I may have
walked in the darkness before. First of all, y'all talk along. Get that white woman who is the lead of the Hillsong. Thugga, keep my eyes above the waves. I'm preaching, but you rap.
I was about to say, but you're trying to put blackness on it with your rap preaching. That doesn't work. It's got to stay white like this.
Thugga can't be white. He can't be with them. Like, he got to be like.
But you say get the blacks
nigga,
out.
Nigga, I love God. Nigga, I'm on the podcast. Cast out demons.
Hey.
Bust no semen. I'm getting married.
Hey.
Is he married?
No,
I don't know
no.
His relationship status, but the devil is the maddest. Uh-huh. God is the gladdest. Jesus the raddest.
Hey.
Nigga. I still say nigga because it's who I am. Nigga went to shoot the gun, but it jammed.
Hey.
That was God.
Hey.
Right over this with the oceans.
But yeah, I'm saying you can't preach over it.
No, man, that's all up in me. I don't know how the white men do it.
Yeah,
but Thugga got a rapper say nigga with Hillsong.
It'll be as we enter
that's
into.
Thugga?
No, this is the white preacher.
Okay, go.
Because he has to be on here with white people.
Yeah.
As we enter into these times of uncertainty. We have to know that God is enough. And then Thugga comes in. God, you is enough. God, you is real tough. God, I was popping that stuff. God.
Oh, no, Kevin. The thing is, your hat hit the whip with you.
Get him on the horn,
like
Joshy. You know the music, people.
Yeah.
Get Thugga in with Angel in the booth.
Yeah, we're all going to be in there. Maverick, the white people.
Baby Yoda.
Bell.
Get in
Kevin.
There, Baby Yodas. The thing I was thinking about, first of all, the probation is crazy.
It's like
that is
15 that is years of probation.
It was on some old, and then there's like a 25. It was a plus first of all, 25. It was a goddamn old math equation. I was like PEMDAS.
I didn't.
So the P is for probation. Okay.
E is for every day you call that probation officer.
D is for detention. You will be detained if your ass don't do what the hell they tell you to do. M is for multiple years, nigga. Multiple years, you're going to be here.
A is for as soon as you slip up, you're going to be right back here.
And S is for slime. Nigga, you will be a gang member and you will be back in this RICO shit one more time. I was looking at it. I said, wait a minute. So is he going to jail or not?
The way she was talking, I thought people was like, Thug was home. And I said, this lady done read off a paragraph for years.
Yes. It was so much. I said, oh, nigga, just stay in the court. Because, man. Just stay there. Because I feel like if you leave, it's a trick question.
It was total 40, right?
Yes.
He had 5 years, but she commuted that and gave it time. Where's Mel?
It says, the judge sentenced him 40 years to serve the first 5 years in prison, but commuted to the time he's already served.
And he did the 2.5 already, basically.
Followed by 15 years on probation. So to me, that sounds like you got to serve another 2.5.
No, they commuted that 5. We need to get Big Candace
from
the Barbara.
What does commute? Let me just call my sister.
I think it's just, call your sister. I think it, because she is, she was a judge. No, she was a lawyer first.
Yeah.
Got to be a judge, be a lawyer. She was lawyer, be the judge.
Prosecuting attorney.
Call her. Okay. She threw them black men in jail.
Oh, yeah. Get them in there.
And if she don't answer, I'll call Mel.
She picked up. Explain this.
Tell her, yes, tell her you're live.
Yes, I'm on TV, and you're about to be on TV.
Put it on speaker.
On TV. You're about to explain this to me. Just make it in layman's terms. Okay, I know you can do it. She was watching us. Oh, okay. She said, I got to mute you now. Okay, Melissa, you're now on speakerphone. Hello?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
Okay. Hey. Explain what this is. It says 40 years to serve the first 5 years in prison, but commuted to the time he's already served. And we get followed by 15 years probation. What does commuted mean in this sentence?
It's basically like when you commute somebody's sentence, you are cutting it.
Basically. Oh,
you're saying like, for instance, if somebody it's like pardoned.
Okay. Okay, I like that. So commuted means it is transformed.
Hey!
Reduced. It's,
oh, it you're not going to let me have that.
I mean, the legal definition to reduce to one less severe. So
okay.
Oh, yes.
To reduce to one less severe. Okay.
Ooh, pause that. Hold that, Sister Judge.
We're about to do a word.
Huh? God, to reduce something to less severe. God commuted my sin.
Your transgression.
He died on the cross and reduced the punishment that I deserve because he gave me grace. I deserve to be in jail. I should have been dead and gone. But his grace is sufficient. He commuted my sin. The devil tried to judge me, but God pardoned me.
Now that's what he did. He did gave more than victory. Commute. He did more than commute. He pardoned, you of your transgressions.
Yes.
Yay.
Okay, now the probation in the backloaded 20.
Okay, wait a minute.
You better sing, Judge.
Listen, she was getting ready to go in. We got another question, though. We need you to put back on your judge robe.
Because I was ready.
Okay. 320. Okay.
She knows it.
It says, followed then by a backloaded 20 years, which can be served in custody if he fails probation. What is backloaded 20 years mean?
So basically, it's just on the shelf. It's sitting there.
Does he have to serve it or
he doesn't have to serve it if he completes the probation for 15. If he successfully completes that probation,
mm-hmm.
15 years. So if he don't do nothing for the next 15 years, then he's done.
Oh, so wait, are they basically,
if he messes up,
he got it.
And that means they can go back and say, now you're serving 20.
Okay. So let me ask this, Melissa, if he, and I God forbid, 2 years into his probation,
2 years into his probation,
he messes up. Is it now 20 or is it the rest of his probation plus the 20?
No. Probation is just the time that literally they're watching you. So it's that 15 years is not a service of time. It is that's how long they're watching you.
Oh, so if he messes up, he gets 20 immediately.
On the shelf. Yeah, 20 years is on the shelf for 15 years.
Yeah.
Dang. So if he messed up in year 14 of probation, he still can then go and do 20?
He can still serve 20 years.
If he messed up on his last day of probation, they could throw him 20 at him?
What if that was a diet? What if you ate good for 15 years and then you eat one fry and God said you take it all 50
That's what happened
pounds.
To me.
All the weight.
That's what happened to me. It was just mostly lettuce and I had one fry and I never got back.
Don't you lie. Don't you lie on your metabolism. Judge Murphy, thank you so much for your time and your expertise.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Judge Murphy. No, Judge Murphy for judge.
I'll talk to you later. Love you, sister. Bye.
I love you all. Bye.
So this is, listen, two things can be true. I can be happy that the man ain't in jail, but a 15-year probation with 20 hanging over your head is crazy.
That's diarrhea.
Listen, you can't have no solid doodle when you got 20 hanging over your head for 15 years.
That is this every morning. Every 15 morning.
15 years?
I'll be like, I don't want to go to my party.
No. What?
I don't want to go to I'm not going anywhere in the public just in case somebody there with a weapon or anything and they're like, you were with a weapon and you know you can't have one.
And that whole RICO thing is, and listen, I'm not saying he's completely innocent, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying he's not in jail. But the part of RICO is connecting other, they're saying if Josh, the RICO, and if I'm mistaken, Judge Murphy, call us back. They're saying if I'm at the head of Kevin State Studios and we is a crime syndicate, right? If I don't even got to tell Josh to do something, if he does it for the furtherance of Kevin State Studios gangs, to help us, and I don't even have to give him the directive anymore. It still can come back and get me, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Because the RICO was created because mobsters kept beating the cases because they don't actually
do anything
or they don't actually order anything. It's kind of like the Vince McMahon steroid thing. They tried to get Vince McMahon to say he made the wrestlers take steroids. They're like, he didn't make us. He just put the wrestlers who were on steroids on TV all the time. So it was a general understanding that if you do these,
you do the roids,
you're going to be on WrestleMania.
Right.
You want to be natural? Okay. You're going to be your natural butt at home.
He's going to need to get with some real squeaky clean people for the next 15 years.
Come over with me, Doug.
Here's the thing. You're squeaky
clean. Well, I'm real nigga, but I'm clean.
Nigga, you got a head of a cartel right here working with you.
And Amar's a house.
Hey.
He said, I don't want to go to school.
That baby. I said He waved to me when he saw me on stage. And I was like, okay, I'm recording with the vlogging camera and I'm recording with the cell phone. And I saw his face go. And I said, I know what this is. And he tried. The thing is, that baby tried to fight them tears. He was like,
started crying?
Yes. He was like, I love Halloween. And I said, here it goes. Then I saw his hands go back into the house and through his eyes. And then he was.
Why? Was it the attention? Was it catching your eye? What happened?
I asked him why. I said, why did you start crying? And he's, because I don't want to go to school. I said,
he was already there.
I know. And I saw him earlier. We did a trunk or treat. He got all types of goodies, toys, everything.
How would you live if you had like 15 years of probation? But you was previously a world famous rapper. And I know the streets is waiting for the next Thug album.
I am going to only work with, if I'm going to work with any producers I've worked with before, it's only virtually via the Zoom. Nobody that is not immediate family that was not named in the RICO is going to be in my presence.
Yeah.
If I'm allowed in my probation to not be in the country, good chance I won't be.
I was curious about that because they said he could travel for music and for work.
Well, and for family events.
Yeah, and that too. But I wonder if he has a show in London, can he go or he can't go?
Well, they said if he can go for work. So,
but sometimes you can't leave the United States.
Well, then I am going to be in Iowa.
Des Moines.
Caitlin Clark fan.
Listen.
Going to Hawkeyes games.
I am not. Yeah, he can travel the world. I would be doing a residency in Australia. Anything to get me away from the people
yeah.
that they associate me with in this. And not that I'll be like, I still love y'all, but I'm not serving them 20.
Yeah, I'm not serving them 20. And I did 2.5.
Yeah.
He just did 2.5. Yeah.
Which they say counts for, they say that counts towards it or no?
That counts towards the 5. Oh, so they sentenced him to 5. Commuted it to 2.5 with time served so he could go home.
No, they sentenced him to 40.
True. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know.
That's the part that confused me the most.
Your sister just explained it and it's out of my mind now.
So they sentenced him to 40, but and then they would like to serve the first 5 years in prison. But then said, but since you already did 2.5, we're just going to say, That's enough of the 5 years.
Commuted.
And then you're going to do 15 years probation.
Got it. So let me ask you this. How do you, like, if I'm him, I'm him.
You so
let's be clear about that.
My God.
Let's be clear about that. Don't ever mistake. Mm-hmm. But if I'm him, imagine the mental weight of being on trial and you don't know
which way it's going to go.
Which way it's going to go. It's not like this was an open and shut case.
Yeah.
Now, if you were watching Mel's videos, of which I watched a lot, just almost as if I didn't know her, because I just was.
Mm-hmm.
She, outside of being related to me through marriage and love, she does a really good job explaining legalese in layman's terms.
That's what I told her. I said, girl, you good at this. I'm so sorry.
I do believe she could be a lawyer. I'm not even joking. I feel like you could go to law school in... be a lawyer.
She definitely could, but I think this is what she's serving us. We don't need you to serve the people.
Don't
that
go
are
in there and be a. I'm with you, Angel.
Yeah, don't.
You don't even
no.
need that on your conscience, and right. then you could go both ways. You can be biased, except your grades is when you talk to us.
Yeah,
like, nigga, that's crazy. Mm. She ain't even got to say it.
Yeah,
but what I want to say is there were times in this case where I was just like, oh, okay, I don't. They're done. Mm. Like they connected the dots like this, you know, overt act. Mm-hmm. X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. And then there were other times where it was like, I do believe the judge and the prosecution are working together. And it seems like the judge should be non-biased. Mm-hmm. Like she was cleaned up some messes where it felt like he should have went home that day. Mm-hmm. Like the judge should have, because his legal team, YSL Steele, was asking for mistrials all up and through the wazoo. Uh-huh. He was asking for mistrials every 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which apparently is part of... helps you in your appeal process.
Mm-hmm.
If you say, hey, they did something crazy, we asked for a mistrial right there, it wasn't granted, mm-hmm. if we need an appeal. So anyway, my point was, imagine if it didn't go this way he's in jail for 40 years. Like, what that does to your mind?
Yeah, no, this is why life of crime does not pay. Because you're just gambling.
You're gambling.
You are gambling
and the house
away.
Always wins.
Listen,
eventually, the house always wins. You might win 200 today, but eventually,
yeah,
you handed that 200 back plus some more.
Period. Okay. But yeah, to have 40 years and to not know how much is on the line, like before the sentencing happens, is just got to be the most agony. I would have 2 strands of hair and be so thin.
Oh, you look like me.
Oh, absolutely.
You would look like old Kev. I'm not going to take the hat out because, you know, if I wear a hat for too long, your mind just...
It's like I'm a baby.
It's object like, permanence.
Yeah, it's like the whatever was does not exist. It should have came off with the hat. That's what I feel like. Even the headband. It's like that diameter.
That one was surprising.
The thickness of the headband should have left with it.
And then the heads of the snap.
Yes. I was like, wait a second, what?
So, I'm trying to remember. Some of them took other plea deals. Some of the people in the RICO case took plea deals. Some of them also still have to go to trial after this. I remember watching one video. I don't know how closely you followed it, but there was this one time, and I was like, boy, I don't know the legal system like that. And it's not for the layperson to understand. One of the guys who had the long freeform like Florida locks, I don't know his name, but he was like, they were like, how do you know X, Y, and Z? I don't know the other guy's name. And he was like, well, I used to talk to him all the time, but he's locked up now. And everybody's like, and he was like, what? I'm not supposed to say that? And Mel was like, it's a big thing. Like, you can't tell the jury that a person connected with the trial is currently in jail because of the bias. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, they had him read an Instagram caption, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's like, you know, so Angel, we at the beach, blah, 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 hashtag Malibu, hashtag beach, hashtag free, free, blah, blah, blah. And she told him to read it. And he was like, I don't, and it was grayed out or blurred out on the screen.
Yeah.
But he was like, on the paper, it's you. And she was like, read the next part, read the next part. So he's just reading. And I'm like, he don't know
right.
he why this is bad. And he's answering your questions.
Right.
It ain't like he went in there. You know, sometimes on legal, you know, movies, they will like do this and trick the people. Yeah. This man is answering a question from you.
The prosecution. Yeah, so she did that on purpose.
But I don't know why. Because it would hurt.
No, because
she wanted to do the bias.
She wanted to poison the jury with the bias.
The homie got domestic violence.
Yeah, the homie got domestic violence. Oh, okay. Yeah, she wanted to poison the jury.
Oh, it's male is in here. Free Qua. Quay. Quay, this is what I wanted to ask me. I'm finna call her. Male pickup. And then we'll move on. Oh, she been in here? You know what? I'm looking for You've Got Mail. Not, I'm not a lawyer, but. Change her name.
Hello.
Melanie, hello. It's Kevin. You're live, obviously. The other people, what's happening with the other people who are on trial or on the stand? Because this was just Thug's part of the trial. What is the next part for the other people? And the white girl who got in trouble, the lawyer. I don't know what happened to her.
She was an attorney for, not for Thug himself, but for one of the other co-defendants. There is, so this trial had six people. At this point, with Thug also pleading out, there's now two people left who are still a part of this trial. So theirs picks back up on Monday. There's still Shannon Stillwell and Diamante Kendrick. They still have to fight their charges because they couldn't come to an agreement with the plea deals that the state offered. So they still have theirs. And then there are still other people who were severed from the case. They still have to have their own trials as well.
So this is literally just Young Thug's. Oh, that's why versus Jeffrey Williams et al. Uh-huh. But the et al, is that they then have their own trial, or is it et al like other people who are not on trial? Is the and others people who are part of the RICO, like the criminal continual criminal enterprise part of it, or the people who are on trial with him?
No, so in total, there were 28 co-defendants, including Thug. So
oh, dang.
This was six of those 28. There were, I think, maybe 12. That may be wrong, maybe right. People who took plea deals. Okay.
Already.
So you have, out of the 28, you have some accepted plea deals. So their situation is already done and dealt with. Like, those are separate from an actual jury verdict.
Mm-hmm.
You either take a gamble on a trial or you accept a plea. So people who accepted pleas, they're done. Then you had this first trial. You have the people who have now accepted pleas through this trial. They're done.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the two remaining people from this trial. They continue on. And then you have the people who were severed. They are still waiting for their trial to begin. They had to wait until this one was done just because of the way everything was tied up. But those people still have to have theirs.
So somebody said Munk Tunkin now. So
accepted a plea.
Does Thug accepting a plea deal impact the people who are still to have trial?
He didn't accept a plea deal.
Legally, it's not.
I mean, oh yeah. Wait, Thug didn't. That wasn't a plea deal.
No, that was a sentencing.
But I thought you can plead out and get sentenced.
He did both. He accepted a plea, which resulted in a sentence.
Mm. Oh, so he stopped his own trial.
With an offer, right, from the prosecution, or right, the plea deal is an offer from the prosecution.
Correct. So what happened, what you were just talking about with Woonie Lee, what happened last
week? Woonie Lee, that's the boy with the locks.
Yes.
Okay.
That was the day I was there. What happened is there was a motion for a mistrial because of the prejudice, because of him reading Free Quay. So they moved to have a mistrial. But as a result of everybody, I assume, recognizing that a mistrial is very expensive, it began to re-engage everyone into conversations about a plea.
Because the state doesn't want to come away with nothing.
Right.
If they get a mistrial, they get nothing.
That's tax dollars.
It's expensive.
And it's wasted. Well,
not really. A mistrial means that they get to try again because she was going to grant one without prejudice.
Got it.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize this was a plea deal. I thought it was coming to a close because it was done. I didn't realize.
No.
Oh,
no.
Lord.
They had so many missteps.
In the middle of it, yeah, there was the motion for the mistrial, everybody essentially recognizes that a mistrial without prejudice means that the state can just run it again. And I this is my non-lawyer opinion, but basically when you're faced with the realization that, shoot, we can start this all over, it's expensive for everybody, very expensive for the state, but also very expensive for these defendants who have been paying for their representation. And so what happens when you're like, oh shoot, do we really want to do this, is you begin to be open to negotiating other options, and the judge encouraged engaging in potential other options. And so that results in, okay, the state is now presenting everybody with potential plea deals. Let's see. So they negotiate back and forth. And of the six, four of them were able to come to terms.
Okay.
Got it. So is Thug at home right now?
Yeah, he went home last night.
That
I
moment.
Yeah,
Mel, when you taking the bar?
I talked to his attorney this morning. He said they waited for him to be released. They took him home and put him in the hands of his family.
Wow.
Man, he probably had some great sex. All right, bye.
Bye.
I would say, oh.
They might have had the visits. You don't know. Oh no, yeah. That's only if you're married.
Is he not married?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I also think, though, I know we say this, but I think first gets some of the shock got to come.
First you got to come.
I don't
then
know.
Then you can do shock.
I don't know.
Angel, you could believe you would be in this woman again in this life. You was beating your meat till eternity.
I think some doo-doo might pop out, though.
You got a doo-doo shower. Coochie.
No, I'm saying during the... my God. I'm so sorry. It's been so stressful.
Now, my other question, I wonder, I should have asked Mel this. If it were me, rap is braggadocious.
Mm-hmm.
My first single will be Beat the Rico, Beat the Rico, Beat the Rico. Can you now talk, as you say, cash crazy?
I don't think so.
You can't say, why can't I talk cash crazy? I'm an artist.
His lyrics are the reason they got him into this.
I know, that's crazy. But Beat the Rico is the truth. Like, he's not making nothing up. This is an artistic expression. I'm an artist. Can he make a painting that says Beat the Rico? Why he can't rhyme it?
Listen, why would you antagonize? This is what they were trying him for. This doesn't mean they could not try him for something else.
True. And they're saying in Patreon, he didn't beat the Rico, he pled it. But I'm not in jail, so I beat the Rico. If I pled the Rico, don't have the same.
Then tattoo it on you, but don't rap about it.
Jenna say Quaz, beat the Rico. Pled the Rico. Commuted.
I made my kids lunch because I'm at home. I got to do some munch.
I think the first song's going to be called 15 Years Freestyle.
Listen, I would not be antagonizing not nair person.
Oh, Greg called me. Hold on. Was he calling about this or this?
Oh, he's like, everybody been
on. I didn't know Greg was watching this. I thought you was calling about churchy now, Greg. Rap about them 10 kids.
Yo.
What's up, Greg?
Man, why you
ain't
go live with me on Here's the Thing?
You are live with us on Here's the Thing.
I didn't know.
What's up, everybody?
I thought you was calling about production, Greg. I didn't know you was watching.
Wait a minute. You see how he changed his whole demeanor? What's up? Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Well, Greg, you ain't got the I'm not a lawyer, but also TikTok.
But you should just be like, let me call Goose.
Go get Greg. Okay, Greg, as a man from Atlanta off Candler Road, how do you feel that Thug free?
Man, you know what? I feel like justice has been done. I'm on the phone. They want my professional. You know what I'm talking about? I think.
He do the debrief. Long time coming, y'all.
Long time coming. All right, Playboy.
All right. Thanks.
Greg did the equivalent of coming in the interview and be like, hey, we out here. What up, y'all? Hey, mama, I'm on TV. All right.
All right, thank y'all.
Anything else you got to say? Want to say, Angel?
No, I didn't watch any of this case. Did not care. But I am glad that Mel might have a little bit of a break.
Man.
Just on, even though there's still other people who have to.
Well, yeah, the views ain't going to. With Thug gone, she could keep up with it, but it ain't.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't going to do what the other people do.
Right.
But I think there's still some curiosity. The fact that she covered something for
a half a year.
Half a Well, but longer than that, because that's just the days they're in court. They take breaks. They, you know, like, that's the amount of times they were in court.
Oh, yeah. So she's at a year. She was at a year. I remember I asked her. I was like, has it been a year? And I forgot what she said. So either she's right at a year or right over a year.
Yeah, like, that's wild. I told her, I used to tell her, because she would be stressed. I was like, Mel, this is your cartoon Scandal. Like, there ain't no easy way around building your platform.
Yeah.
When I used to watch Scandal, we lived in L.A., so Scandal came on, I believe, at 9. I ain't have no satellite. Wasn't no way to watch it at 6.
Yeah.
I had to stay off Twitter when it was on in the East Coast, watching at 9, write notes. I would actually watch it twice. I'd watch it as a person
and then watch it
to create. And then I have to go in there and animate and do the voices. And I would be done till 2, 3 in the morning.
You did the animation?
I used a program called Go Animate. But I would have to be like, walk down here, open.
Yeah.
Like, it was, I was clicking and clacking till 2, 3 in the morning. And I used to be like, I'm tired.
Oh, I get it.
I don't want to do that.
When Marcus said I couldn't have my kid on social media, and I switched over to reviewing housewife shows. So my YouTube channel was almost Real Housewife TV. It was not going to be That Chick Angel, because I was doing all the housewife shows. I would have to sit up, watch the housewife show, then figure out what my review was going to be, because I would have to shoot it while little Marcus was asleep, because he was still a baby.
Yes.
And then I didn't want, because
he could not be with you.
He could not be on the camera, because my husband said no baby on camera.
Yeah.
But unlike both of y'all, I failed at that. I just said, I cannot. I need sleep. I need the sleep. So yeah. It's a little different.
All right, let's move on. DJ Envy was under some hot water for his daughter's Halloween costume. If you didn't see the video and you want to avoid it, I'll just tell you, his daughter was dressed up as Lil' Kim, and she did she performed a video. I can't remember which video it was now. Crush on You.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Plenty of people asked him to take that down. He did not. I've always kind of wondered.
If you'd like to continue this video, please subscribe to the Patreon. If you'd like to continue this video, please subscribe to the Patreon.